Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Future of Talk Radio. GCN.
Hours of just amazing news, and I'm just here, you know, making sure everybody stays, you know, where it needs to go. I'm just directing traffic. I'm the narrator, Jack Blood, right here, your radio gun every Thursday. It's my honor to be on the Power Hour and sitting in for Joyce Riley. Before I go to my next guest, I just need to remind you, get The Noble Lie. Definitely get that movie at the Power Mall. It's on sale right now. This would be a good time to get it, even if you're a day late after the 20th anniversary. Maybe you're going to mention this to people because it'll come up in a conversation at the water cooler, potentially. It'll be on the news. But you don't know all the issues. A Noble Lie is a movie that really makes it easy to understand. And I'll tell you, it's not nothing wrong with a kooky movie, but it's not a conspiracy movie. It's a conspiracy fact movie, and it is so well documented and done in such an orderly fashion, which some very high end people, that there'll be no denying that we were lied to about Oklahoma City, gave up our liberties with the crime bill and everything that, of course, followed after that. The demonizing of American patriots, which Timothy McVeigh was not, in my opinion. So I really appreciate everybody piling in and helping us cover that story. Go to thepowermall.com. The Noble Lie is on sale right now, and you'll find all kinds of other things there that you're really going to love. Just go window shopping. Tell them Jack Blood sent you, and then they'll let me come back next week, and we'll bring even more great guests on with you. Now, yesterday during our show, we were talking about California SB 277. This is a vaccine exemption challenge to force your children to get vaccinated 10 times a day in public schools or anywhere. CPS could get involved. They could take your children if this goes through. California generally starts these things off, and then they seem to move to the rest of the country. There are similar bills popping up everywhere in light of one measles story, okay, or fake Ebola, which I think was largely fake. So we were talking about this yesterday on the Jack Blood Show, and one of our listeners has been really doing a good job keeping track of this and has been going down to the protests in Sacramento to voice her concerns, and she really knows a lot more about this than I do. Her name is Lisa Johnson, and she joins us this morning on the Power Hour. Great having you with us today. Thank you for getting up so early for us, Lisa.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for having us on the show. And I do also appreciate everything that you're doing to bring these really important current events to all of your listeners.
You know, a lot of times, Lisa, the people will cover these really scary bills. It should be okay to kill the gay people, or it's things that we know are never going to pass. But that's not what the deal is with this thing, SB2, Senate Bill 277 in California. This is a very good chance to pass in light of the fear-based propaganda.
I absolutely agree with you.
So it's more of a it's more than not. We're not trying to scare people, Lisa. We're trying to get them. It's very important that people stop this, or you're going to have to move from California. People are saying, okay, well, we'll take our kids out of school, you know, and they're already fighting at least the metaphysical level, the religious level, if you want, the spiritual war here, because really what the exemptions are is conscientious objector. We're going to go to break here in a second, but when we come back, what I want you to do is just tell the listeners here what the bill is, what's in it, who's supporting it, and how much opposition there might be, and what we can do to nip it in the bud. I'm a big believer that even if you live in a different state, you can pitch in here. I'm a big believer that 1,000 people calling the office of the sponsors or the Senate here today, all at, 11 o'clock when this show is over, could make a huge difference. The phones will shut down, ring off the hook. They'll see there's massive national outrage at this. And then the politicians get a little bit scared. So we'll go to all of that with our friend Lisa Johnson right after this. It's the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like a green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Johnson is simply an activist, a concerned citizen. She's not a professional, nor does she do a lot of radio, but she did a great job on the Jack Blood Show yesterday over at deadlinelive.info, radiofreeblood.com. So I was really excited to bring her on this morning to explain this to you, to tell her what the activists are doing in Florida. Lisa Johnson, thanks again for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on the show this morning.
All right, so tell people about SB, this stupid bill. That's what SB stands for, right? Slave Bill 277. Give people the lowdown on that if they haven't heard it yet.
All right, so what this bill is they aim to remove a parent's right to informed consent. So basically completely removing a parent's right to decide whether or not their child will be vaccinated or if a parent chooses to have their child vaccinated for some diseases and not for others, we have that opportunity right now. However, what this bill is going to do is require vaccines for all school-aged children under the age of 18. If they do not get vaccinated, then they will not be able to attend public school. So it's actually a really interesting bill because removing this personal belief exemption and also removing the informed choice, there are a lot of repercussions due to that, not just the personal choice part, but also then they've got a whole another can of worms regarding public education.
Right. Well, some might say that's a victory. Good. I don't want my kid in public school. And some of us maybe don't have the option or the time to homeschool, which we should be doing, or to unschool, which I'll be doing next year, or even the money or the resources to put your child in a private school. You know, there's so much to this, Lisa. One of the things I want people to know is, number one, this isn't a left or right issue. As much as people try to paint it as, oh, the extremist left, the extremist right, there are people, normal people, everyday people of all stripes, colors and shapes, creeds, religions, and political beliefs that are against this. I myself have a waiver. My child is one of two children in his school that have a waiver not to get vaccinated, and he's never been vaccinated. He's 11 years old, and he's healthier than any of the kids at his school. So, I mean, there goes that myth that they have to do this. But ultimately here, the school gets paid per student. I think it's $6,000 per student in California. They want to keep these kids in, so there's a leverage point, I assume, if we're all going to take our kids out of school in droves. I don't think that's the end of it, though. They're just not going to let us disappear with our children and ride off into the sunset, are they?
Well, no, absolutely not. And the simple fact is homeschooling, the way that they've written this, is not necessarily going to be an option for not having your child vaccinated, because really what happens is in California, the homeschoolers, they have one of three options. They can do a public home-based charter program, they can enroll in a private school satellite program, or they can file a private school affidavit, which I believe that's the one where they require the person doing the homeschooling to actually be a licensed credentialed teacher. Now, even under all of these different ways of educating your child outside of going to your local public school, they're still going to require these vaccines for those students as well.
Yeah, this bill was passed, SB 277. It has, I believe, gotten through committee and will be voted on. And I have no doubt that Governor Moonbeam, Jerry Brown, would sign something like this. But it's the perfect example of the Hegelian dialectic, as we call it, problem, reaction, solution. You had an outbreak in California of measles. By the way, as you know, probably know, Lisa, and some of the activists in California, many of those children that had the measles outbreak were vaccinated with the... right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So it looks like per the statistics that were provided here through the California measles surveillance update, it looks like 57 out of, there are 57 that were unvaccinated and 25 had one or more doses of the MMR vaccine. And that was actually out of the 40 cases who visited Disneyland. So it was really interesting. Actually, I'm sorry, there were 134 confirmed cases of measles. So some of those people were vaccinated and they still received the illness.
Right. So here's the problem. And it didn't take more than less than 2 months before, with the news and the reaction, that the solution came in the form of SB 277, which, as I said, I believe they're trying something similar in Virginia. I assume that this is going to rear its ugly head in several other states. So it's important to know the fight here. In 2000, fewer than 0.77%, fewer than even 1%. Of California kindergartners had vaccination exemptions. They say by 2014, the rate had more than tripled to 2.5% or one in every 40 children. That still seems very low to me, but it shows that the information coming out about the damage that the vaccinations might do, the risk you might take by getting all of these vaccinations for your children, is starting to sink in. Well, see, here's the thing. More and more people are resisting, so now something must be done by the state.
Correct. And I spoke to a lot of parents yesterday. The halls were packed. They were packed at the Capitol building so people could come in to testify whether or not they approve of this bill or whether or not they do not approve and do not want it passed. And really, most of the people that showed up there, the ones that I spoke with, had one or more children that had been affected by vaccines in some negative way, or they had a medical exemption because they did have a child that had been affected, and then that child has a sibling, and so they received a medical exemption for that sibling because they were concerned about giving vaccines to this child, not knowing whether or not it was going to have the same effect or not.
How many vaccines have been recalled that had been previously approved by the FDA? Do you know the number on that? I think it's in the millions, Lisa, that they said, oops, these are contaminated. These are bad vaccines. Let's recall those and get them back into the factory. So there's nothing perfect going on here.
Correct. And, you know, I don't know the exact number on that, but I did see in my research that every single vaccine manufacturer has had a recall on their vaccines at some point or another.
So we're not crazy to ask questions about this. This is the thing. Parents get intimidated by the school district, by the government, by the men in white coats, the doctor. Now, if passed, SB 277 would allow only medical exemptions, not religious or conscientious objector exemptions for childhood vaccinations, making California the third state in the country, along with Mississippi and West Virginia. Wow. Only in the poor states, I guess. Lisa, to impose this limit.
You know what's really interesting is I had a very difficult time trying to find the information on what would constitute a medical exemption. I did a lot of research last night just trying to find that information because I did want to be informed when I came onto your show this morning, and I wanted to be informed even just for myself in whether or not to make the choice to, you know, continue to vaccinate my child or not. And I had a very difficult time. I was not able to actually locate that information. And when I was talking to people yesterday, they were also having a difficult time trying to find that information. So I believe that all of the information still hasn't even been disclosed to the people prior to this vote.
Good luck finding a doctor. I'm sorry, but good luck finding a doctor that's going to write a medical exemption for vaccinations when they're trained to, as we just recently found out, scare and intimidate people to take the vaccination. So, I mean, even if you could figure out what the medical exemption is, good luck trying to find the doctor to write it for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And these were even some of the questions that the folks sitting on the Senate committee board, they were having a hard time understanding this as well. They were having the same types of questions that we were having. And interestingly enough, that bill actually was dead yesterday. And unfortunately, what happened was Carol Liu, who is the chair of the board, she actually looked around. If you look at the video, you can listen to what she says, but you really have to look at the video. She looked around at the different members sitting on the committee and kind of did a head count as to whether or not they had enough votes to pass it or not, and they didn't. So what she did was she gave them an additional week to have a vote only next Wednesday.
Come back and vote when you're going to vote the right way. Senator Carol Liu is a Democrat, and she is the chief of the Senate Education Committee, just unwavering support of this bill. And they're calling it not just something that you would want to do for your own child. They're just helping. It takes a village to raise a child, you know. They're saying it's a public health issue, and your child could be endangering the other children, which is the essence of collectivism. You know, I wonder if, and maybe you can help me, maybe you know the answer. If not, we should know the answer. Is Senator Carol Liu in the pocket of the pharmaceutical companies? Is she getting campaign donations or some kind of quid pro quo, some kind of promise from them for this? What's in it for her?
You know, what's really interesting, Senator Richard Pan, he is definitely in getting campaign contributions from these different companies. And in an indirect way, Carol Liu is also. And I don't know if you know this, but do you remember that really big explosion in San Bruno that happened with PG&E? There's this huge gas explosion that occurred in the utility company. I think there were 8 people killed.
Northern California,
like 38 homes.
About 2 years ago in Northern California, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah.
So Senator Liu's husband, Michael Peavy, actually ended up resigning from that because he was accused of not properly notifying the public of confidential communication with the utility in the case of that San Bruno gas explosion.
Yeah, all the plot thickens. More on this, and we'll take your calls, 855-995-6923. Stay tuned. It's the Power Hour.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Phone lines are open if you want to chime into this subject or something related to it. 855-995-6923. In just a bit, I'll just let you comment on anything as we ride on out of here for the third hour. I'm Jack Blood. My website is RadioFreeBlood.com, DeadlineLive.info. You can find our media player on both of those sites. We are live without commercial interruption, running on donations, fumes, as we call them, Monday through Friday, 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock p.m. I'm no longer on the RBN network, in case you're looking for me over there. RadioFreeBlood.com, or just put Jack Blood in your search engine. If you have any questions or you want to contribute, JackBlood@Hotmail.com. JackBlood@Hotmail.com. And I know Lisa, because she's a listener of our show, and I just really admire you and Keith for what you do. You take a lot of your own time, and you help other people, and that's what it's all about. So thank you again, Lisa, for coming on the radio with us this morning and participating in this and exposing this just dreaded thing called SB 277 in California. And it's at a stall right now until they can connive and convince and extort and bribe and blackmail enough members of a California legislature to go along with this forced vaccination bill. It looks to me, if I look at this, it looks to me like the Republicans don't want to go on the record. All the Republicans are undecided, or they're declining to say how they're going to vote, even where they're leaning. All the Democrats seem to be just leaning yes. They are yes. They're absolute yes, including Carol Liu, who has been there for 20 freaking years, erecting the nanny state, things like mandatory bike helmets and you name it, she's in it. It's not really a partisan issue, but for some reason the Republicans are a little less inclined to go along with this. I guess their base doesn't appreciate it as much as the liberal base for some reason.
That could be true. Yesterday, as we were doing our research, we did come up. You can actually go to our website at couragesowers.com, and we actually have a little breakdown there of which senators are undecided, who voted yes, who declined to stay. And, you know, we're actually really asking people to connect with those senators through phone, through email. At this point, obviously, it wouldn't do any good to write a letter, but whatever it does to take the time to communicate with these senators that we do not want these bills passed. I know it sounds really funny to say, oh, they need another week so they can connive and they can do whatever they need to get these votes in. But I just really want to bring up a good point about Senator Liu and her husband, Mr. Peavy there. They actually have a history of basically doing all of this behind the scenes. It looks like Liu and Peavy's house, actually, they were raided and their computers were taken in a massive judge shopping investigation involving that PG&E explosion. So, you know, I don't really think that it's beyond these people to work behind the scenes very diligently to get something passed, even when the constituency showed up en masse. Thousands of people on two different days came up and shared about the fact that they do not want this passed in their state. And I really honestly don't believe that Carol Liu has really the best in mind for the constituency, for the children of California, or even for the children of the United States. And they should not be removing the option to make a choice for our personal family members.
Well said. Yeah. How are the activists on the ground? I assume you're seeing people, again, of all shapes, sizes, and political persuasions that are coming out and standing up against this bill. What are the numbers like? Because generally we're told if there is a mass consensus against something like this, that it will have an impact. I don't, you know, believe politics is a big solution, but showing the torches and the pitchforks never hurts, right?
That's correct. And, you know, I wasn't able to get a valid count from yesterday. I was there and I did see thousands of people, but I do know that on the last hearing that they had, which I believe was on the 8th, so, you know, a week ago Wednesday, they counted somewhere close to 2,000 people out there voicing their opinion. And as I was out there talking to folks, I did get a few interviews, and those interviews are also on couragesowers.com, on our article there. You know, they were out there representing 10 or more people per individual. I spoke to one lady she was able to pick up 50 signatures from people just from her school. There was another lady out there, and you can actually, all the testimonies from people are online. She was there representing 6,000 people, just that one person and her one testimony, and she spoke that into the microphone.
Stay with me just a few more minutes, and then we'll take your calls. Stay tuned. It's the Power Hour.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4600 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Day is nigh. We're seeing it every day, and there just isn't anything that represents your personal property more than that of your body and the bodies of your little children. There's something really bizarre going on here, and you can go all the way out on a limb with the vaccine theory and talk about, you know, how our DNA is changing or how this could be some form of a eugenics plan. There's just all kinds of nasty information, and you can get as weird with it as you want to, okay? And some of that is called for. I sometimes underscore things, or I lowball things because I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, all paranoid, freaking you out. But there's plenty of research done now about vaccinations that we should call into question. And that those are just the vaccinations we know about. The new vaccinations will need to be tested, and we may not know for decades what they can do. Lisa Johnson has been kind enough to join us. She's an activist. She has a website to help get you up to speed on some some of these issues called Courage Sowers, like the sowers of seeds. They are sowing courage. CourageSowers.com if you want more information on Senate Bill 277 in California. I just really hope that everybody in California really gets crazy on this thing and really stands up and puts some pressure on these people. And if you're from another state, you're welcome to chime into this too, because it will roll and go into your state. I remember no smoking, Lisa, started. The no smoking anytime, anywhere started in California. And a lot of people may really enjoy that and may really like that. But listen, again, that's an issue of your own personal body. That seems to be, you know, the seatbelt law really started, the jaywalking enforcement, taking you to jail for jaywalking, putting you into massive databases. I lived in California for 10 years, and all of this stuff seemingly started there. So it's a good time to nip this in the bud. If you live in another state, you know, fight it there or learn what the fight is, so when it comes to your state, you're already in the game. Thank you again, Lisa, for being – what do you want to add to this? What can you add to it now?
Well, I just want to add that, you know, it's really time for us as the people of the United States to just step up to the plate. I'm not a scientist, you know, but I am an informed consumer. I'm a business owner. I'm a parent. You know, I'm a property owner, and I'm an informed consumer. And I believe that we need to look at all of the data. And we have the right to make our own choices. We have the right to make our own choices about our food, whether or not we're going to choose to put chemical food-like substances into our bodies, whether or not we want to put pesticides and GMOs into our bodies, whether we want to be vaccinated or not. I mean, we have a choice. We have a choice to get up and go to work every day. We do not need to just close our eyes and just say, oh, you know what, let's just let somebody else figure out the hard stuff. As long as I've got my iPhone and, you know, I've got my little TV on at night and I can watch all my little TV shows. No, you people need to step up to the plate, and you need to open up your eyes, and you need to make some informed, realistic decisions based upon the information that is out there and been provided to you. I really believe that this is what we need to do. That's why we've decided to start our website, because we are informed consumers, but we're just regular people, just like you, just like me, just like your next door neighbor. And regular people can do a lot. We are not powerless. There is hope out there, and we can make a difference.
Well, we don't like the word hope, so let's forget she said there's hope that things will change. No, we will make things change, or if they don't, we will be civilly disobedient together. And that way we can really show how hard this is, because a lot of times this stuff only works if everybody just capitulates to it, Lisa, and that's the real issue there. By the way, did you see this story about Rob Schneider? He is the Saturday Night Live actor. He's been in just a whole bunch of movies. Claims that he has these documents where scientists from the Center for Disease Creation, I'm in control, blocks from my house here, unfortunately, where all kinds of rabid strains of government viruses sometimes escape onto their campus and into the community. That's why we call them the Center for Disease Creation. Their scientist, William Thompson, allegedly has admitted to committing scientific fraud over the last 10 years in conjunction with other CDC scientists. They retroactively altered the study data to hide the proven fact that MMRs, what we're talking about here, these vaccines, cause a huge increase in autism risk, especially in African-American children, they say. This is where this gets into a race-specific bioweapon almost. I mean, if this is eugenics, then here it is. And I guess a lot of people are saying, oh, great. Well, good. That brings it on. People, kids that are predisposed with a mitochondrial condition will die, and that's not even denied, is it, Lisa? Oh, well, it'll only kill, you know, hundreds of kids or thousands of kids. Not all of them. Only a small percentage of kids will die or get complications or get autism, which is obviously massively on the rise. So here are the documents. Here's the information. Here are the people again and again and again admitting their malfeasance, their lies, their manipulation of science, which is constantly thrown in our face by people like Fox News. Fair and balanced. Speaking of which, how is, you can comment on that if you like, but how is the media treating this issue, if at all, in California? Both sides are talking. One side is talking. How are they covering it in California? Have you noted that at all?
You know, I did see a lot of the, you know, the major news aggregates out there. But, as, of course, as I was busy doing my research online last night and writing my own article, I didn't have a chance to turn on the news to see how they were proposing this. But one of the things that they did do, we did notice that they said, oh, you know what, they're going to give them another week or so just so that way they can gather more information. I did not see any news article that I came across online that actually talked about the fact that Leah went around and she counted the votes, realized that there were not enough votes, and gave another week to decide the matter. So I did see that it was skewed a little bit in that direction, like, oh, we just don't have enough information yet, so we're just going to, you know, wait till we gather some more. I don't really believe that that is the truth. If you watch the video, you will see.
Yeah, I'm reading the story in the San Jose Mercury News. How's that for irony?
Yes.
Yeah, great. Well, listen, you did a great job. Keep me posted on what you're doing. I'm so glad that you're a resource out there, and there are people like you in the world, and, you know, you're very together and sober about the whole thing, and your research is impeccable, and really standing up for all of us is so encouraged. CourageSowers.com, Lisa Johnson. Keep in touch, and I know we'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, that's awesome. Thanks for everything you're doing, and everybody out there, can be a courage sower.
Yeah, there you go. Well, and I think we can. Look, thanks again for the ride. No, really. Yeah, because thank you again for being with us. Well, I'm going to open up the phone lines to anything you want to talk about. We are just in the final lap here. It looks like we might have about 9 minutes in this segment or so, and then another 5 minutes to finish up. So anything you want to talk about now, the floor is open for comments, for questions, 855-995-6923. Maybe you don't have children, and so you don't care. I don't know. Maybe there's too much on your plate already. Maybe this just isn't a big enough issue for you, but, you know, what they say. First they came for, you know, my neighbor, then they came for the guy across the street, and I wasn't him, and I wasn't the guy across the street. Then they came for me, and there was no one to stand up for me. So I think it's a very important issue. I've spent a lot of time on it today, and if it's too much time, I guess I can apologize. The bill, again, is a slave bill, Senate bill. Call them at the legislator and give them a piece of your mind. No on Senate Bill 277. No. And if you see it in your own world, you got to stop it there, too. We did this in the past. We did this in the past, and we found that the best way to do it is in triage, right? You have three sections. You have a group of people that goes in and directly discusses and talks to the legislatures themselves. They send the message. You have a group of people that work the media and are good at doing that. And then you have a group of people who are, I call them the muscle. They're the people on the street that come back you up by the thousands. And when you do that, you win these things. This, to me, has all the stink of UNESCO or the World Health Organization. These are tentacles of the United Nations. And a lot of people will say, well, Jack, the United Nations does nothing. I think we might do a show on the Tavistock Institute to remind people what that is here pretty soon. And, you know, they're benign. They're just incompetent boobs. They don't do anything but stand around and shuffle paper. And then you realize just how far those tentacles can go into every part of your life. And I have no doubt that there were people out there thinking, hey, let's make all the kids take the vaccinations, and the kids that have predisposed positions that we found out might even lead them down the road of political dissidence, because they say they can find that now in human DNA, even as a baby, even in the embryonic state. They say they can. They say they can isolate the fear gene or activate the fear gene. Now, how much of this is true? How much of this is bragging? I tend to think they usually undersell it. They're usually 20 years ahead of what we know they can do. So what if that's the case? So we just don't know. I'm not putting my child in harm's way. You know, the last time we went to the hospital, they tried to scare us like you can't believe to take the anthrax vaccination. Sorry, that's on my mind. There it goes out of my old head. Once again, something fell. Did you guys hear it hit the floor? It's the tetanus vaccination. And just that day, I'm reading that people in Africa were complaining that the tetanus vaccination, brought to you by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, billions of dollars to vaccinate the world in one sentence and get rid of the world to save us from global warming in the other sentence. Look into that, Bill and Melinda Gates. Bill Gates hasn't been shy about really telling you what he's trying to do. CO2 is people. But there were people in Africa complaining. They would take the vaccinations, and then they would get these symptoms for any myriad of things that they're vaccinating you for. Recently, it was Ebola. We found people in Ebola on video, accidentally, of course, taking cash to pretend they had the symptoms. And then the people that were taking the tetanus vaccine were saying that this was the sterilizing them, which is exactly what Henry Kissinger said he wanted to do to the third world. Look, they do it right now. They will pay people in Colombia or in Central and South America to sterilize themselves, a very small amount of money to us, a huge amount of money to somebody living in the third world, okay? To do that. So they're encouraging people to do this. And the vaccinations are less than encouraging, more than coercion, especially when you see things happening around you that scare you. So these things are all interconnected. No matter how you feel about vaccines, I believe the bigger issue of vaccines is your consent to the medical procedure. See, that's a really good point, and I want to thank Michael for sending that to me. My email again, jackbutt@hotmail.com. If you can't call into the show, 855-995-6923. Yeah, that's right. Is there anything more basic than your consent to medical procedure? Is anything more basic than that? I guess a nod. If you don't have Obamacare, they'll punish you. Huh. I actually saw Steve Wynn last night. I watched the Charlie Rose show last night. Oh, God. There I go again. The Council on Foreign Relations show. Steve Wynn was on. He actually had a pretty good point about, instead of punishing people into submission, rewarding them into the submission. And he had some good ideas. He was talking about how, hey, try punishing an elephant to do tricks, or a dolphin. They'll try to kill you. Even your dog might do that if you beat it enough. So this is a very simple thing. Consent to a medical procedure. End of story. To pierce the skin, you always in the past had to give consent to proceed. You know, they have these vampire cops that'll come out on holidays, I know, in Texas and a lot of big cities. And if you do not consent to a breathalyzer, if they just, for whatever reason, say you're drunken driving, they'll tie you down to a gurney, phlebotomist or not, and put a needle in your arm and draw your blood in order to incriminate you. There goes your Fifth Amendment. With mandated vaccines, this is now begins to eliminate this, the consent to medical procedure. Where could it go from there? Forced sterilization? I don't know. Implantation, a forced implantation of microchips. This has actually been banned in a few states, like Wisconsin. They actually had to put a bill out which went through saying that it was unconstitutional or that it was illegal to force people to take a subdermal microchip. But then again, they have cell phones now. If you mandate this procedure for the common good, now what else can you do? That's right. Don't let the vampire's foot get in the door. Yeah. That's where I'm at. So a lot of people here. Let me see if I can get to them. Are we at Dave in New York? If so, Dave in New York, you're on the Power Hour. Good morning.
You are, Dave in New York. Good morning. Hey, here's an idea. Maybe Blackwater is an ISIS training. You have to graduate from Blackwater to get up to Al-Qaeda, and then finally you get the diploma when you become ISIS. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I'm thinking that on a Christian level, what we should do is, it would probably just take two pages of paper and have somebody that has more biblical knowledge than I do just start, like, putting out what John the Revelator saw and what it means to us, you know. And when they talk about pharmakia, nope, your average person has no idea that, you know, John the Revelator, you know, has that in the Bible.
Well, if your body's a temple, then you can't be forced down and have your temple defiled, can you?
Well, think of all the different things that, you know, are in the Bible that talk about things that are happening or going to happen, and whether it's Chernobyl and that, you know, in Russian, you know, that's Wormwood. And that's, you know, the star named Wormwood fell, blowing as it were a lamp and poison the third of the world's waters.
Yeah,
I mean, you put all these things in there, and then you put all the sites that we can go to for looking up vaccine problems, and then every other problem. I'm sure it'll fit on two pages. And boy, for somebody that thinks it's all a bunch of nonsense, believing in the Bible, or that there is something else going on out there, just hand out these little fact sheets of, well, okay, you don't believe it. Well, I'm not saying you have to. Here, why don't you just look it up and see how open your mind really is?
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Dave. I got a bunch of callers. But, you know, look, I mean, self-fulfilling prophecy, nothing new under the sun, age-old wisdom, spiritual guidance, put it down to any of those things. We could use a little bit of that. Rose in West Virginia. Everybody's got to go kind of fast. Hi, Rose. You're on the Power Hour. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Hey, I wanted to remind people that not only did that man crash his helicopter on the, what was it, at the Capitol? Well, before that, there was a shutdown because of a alleged suicide shooting at the Capitol, you know, a couple days before. And then before that, about a week ago, there was a shutdown due to electrical power failure.
Yeah, now that was a load of crap, I thought. But I don't know. Are the natives getting restless, or are they practicing for something?
That's what I'm thinking, because I grew up in Washington, and I don't ever remember there being any major shutdowns. And then to have three consecutive shutdowns, which have shut down the Capitol building for a whole week.
Yeah. Well, you see how easy it is to just fly a gyrocopter onto the lawn, and I guess there is no security. Why don't things happen? Why isn't ISIS attacking Washington if it's that easy? Thank you. I'm not encouraging that. Thank you, Rose. I'll come right back. We'll sneak in Richard and Don and Dave. It's the Power Hour. I'm Jack Blood. We'll be right back after this.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 662237 extension 129.
Yep. today, and John and Scott and the program engineers, Catherine and all the people that work on the Power Hour, and of course, my good friend Joyce Riley. May she just get well automatically. Send her some Reiki if you can. That works, I hear. But just the absolute professionalism. No wonder the shows at GCN do so well, and the listeners just keep growing every day, and the shows keep expanding and being picked up on new stations. I was on this station many years ago for several years, and going out into the world and being on other radio stations, you really forget, and you learn to just really respect and appreciate the people that work on these shows, and show the hosts respect and put out an excellent product. So even though my show is very different than this, and it's more freeform, no commercials, more rock and roll, I guess you would call it, I just love coming on here and talking to all my old friends that we knew from many, many years ago. So good job to all the callers, all the producers, everybody that works on the Power Hour. Let's go back to the phones. Everybody can sneak in just maybe a minute or 30 seconds. Put something on the record. Richard in Texas.
Everybody at the Power Hour, and all the best. And I'd just like to request to say, if you're interested, I've never heard a program about people who probably shouldn't be married. Big push I see everywhere is everybody get married, have kids, and pay attention to that, and don't pay attention to what they're doing in Washington. And if you have any experts,
it's for everybody, and maybe it didn't work out for you. It's a tough way to go. Listen, I'll tell you, thanks for the call. If you're going to have kids, I want you to know, speaking of school and vaccinations and all of this, you have to take school over again, okay? I am just now passing the fifth grade for the second time. You have to work on all that homework and do all that over again. That may mean you don't want to do that. If you're not cut out for it, don't force it. But if you are, please be the very best parent you can. By the way, I just got this in. How genetic surveillance will reveal your personal details. Really creepy. I'm going to post this at deadlinelive.info a little bit later today. All right, let's see where we had. Don in Tennessee, put something on the record.
Yes, sir. Thank you. The exercise Jade Helm has called the states of Texas and Utah hostile, that is the enemy. Why can't the states of Texas and Utah sue Jade Helm for defamation? With all the sacrifices the states of Texas and Utah have made, that should be an easy case.
You know why they won't? Thanks for that, Don. You know why they won't is because they're taking money from them, and they like the money and the grants and all the help and the loans coming in and all the infrastructure investments and all the rest of it. If you'd had Deborah Medina for your governor in Texas, she would have stood up and said, get out of here. You're not allowed here. I'm not going to let you do that here. Okay? I mean, that's just my belief. Thank you, Don. Appreciate that. Dave in Arkansas, you're going to have the last word today. Put something on the record.
Oh, yes. Herd immunity, is that fact or fiction from vaccines?
Yeah.
Is it fact or fiction? I think it's fiction.
Is what fact or fiction?
Herd immunity. Herd immunity. From vaccines.
This is why the elites don't take this stuff. It will definitely affect your immune system. Yeah, and that makes you susceptible for any low-level thing out there that could be sprayed above your head, put in your beer or in your food or in your furniture. Great ride today. I'll see you guys every Thursday, allegedly, next week here in the Power Hour. Stay tuned to your local show. Support the show. Go to the Power Mall now. I'll see you. Stay bold. Mighty forces will come to your aid. I'm out.